Mio Opera presents Musical Delights on Tap, an event in conjunction with Distill Brewery, coming up Saturday, February 14th at 6 p.m. The event includes music selected to complement a romantic dining and drinking experience. Tracy Cook, one of the founders of Mio Opera, says this event gives them a new opportunity in collaborating with a restaurant, and it also brings the performers of Mio Opera into a non-traditional setting.
That makes it more accessible to everybody. Who doesn't like beer? Beer and food and great food and fun, yes.
So you were inspired to do this because it's good outreach for Mio Opera. You're reaching an audience that maybe didn't necessarily think, well, I love opera or I like opera. Now they're getting a chance to hear your organization.
Yeah, Mio Opera is more than just opera now. We're expanding out into new works. We're doing musical theater and a concert like this with Distill. We are actually, on this concert, performing a lot of selections from classical, Broadway, and pop music. So I want the community to see that Mio Opera is not just an opera company. It's immersive storytelling through song.
Never called to say I love you. Send me flowers or a telegram. Who could proudly stand beside me? Who will love me as I am?
We're doing a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein, The King and I. We're doing Carousel, Phantom of the Opera, of course. So all this, the music of the night, all these great standards that you're going to hear them and you're going to be singing along with the singers.
So this is Valentine's Day. So you basically had to keep this in a romantic vein.
Love songs are just timeless. Even if it wasn't a Valentine's Day concert, it's just nice to go out with your loved one and experience beautiful music. So the fact that it was Valentine's Day was just a big plus.
Calm, enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you.
So the music is going to be paired with a dining experience. So how do you go about, did you pick the music to go with certain beers, or how'd that work?
Well, we chose the music and we decided to do this performance, and the chef looked at our offerings and he put together an amazing selection of food and drinks and desserts just for our event.
I would love to know what his thought process was with, you know, like, well, Phantom of the Opera, what's a great kind of potato that would go with Phantom of the Opera?
Or chicken, right? Or a side of beef. I don't know. Well, for the menu, we're actually going to have their famous Dijon chicken. There's going to be a meatloaf with a Hefeweizen gravy. So it's going to be a lot of the great Distill standards with a Mio Opera twist.
So there's standards on the plate, and there's also standards that people are singing from the Broadway stage.
Yeah, definitely. And we also are going to have the a cappella group Beauties and the Beat there. And for $10, you can pay to have your loved one serenaded on the couch of love.
And the couch of love? What's this?
The couch of love is going to be next to the stage. And what you do, we're going to have a list of songs, pop song standards, jazz standards, just your favorite hits. And, for example, say that your loved one loves the Titanic. Well, we will sing for your loved one, My Heart Will Go On, in four-part harmony. So you pay the $10, we give her or him or they a card of with the words on it and then a rose. So not only are you getting your dinner and your show, but you're also, it's a way just to express your love to your loved one.
So tell me about Beauties and the Beat, this organization that you put together.
Oh, Beauties and the Beat have been operating in the community for the last 4 years, and we've been in a variety of performance venues. There are girls in the community who are exceptionally talented musically between the ages of 14 and 20. We have girls that have been in middle school all the way up through into college at ISU. And what we do is just, we're really passionate about bringing great a cappella music to the community.
Do the girls girls audition to be a part of this?
They're actually invited.
Oh, they have to be invited.
They have to be invited.
How do you find your talent?
Well, I pull up from our phenomenal studio, the Cook Private Studio Voice and Piano. But also, I when I'm out in the community, I hear voices like concerts or musicals. And if I find their voices would be a great fit and their personalities is a great fit, and they really want to be a part of a dynamic performing group, then I invite them to join us.
So do you find that young people are really interested in performing music of the Broadway stage or American standards or even opera? Is there an appetite for exploring this kind of music?
We do pop music and modern music, but the kids also, like, we're doing, one of the pieces on our list will be Dream a Little Dream of Me, you know, a jazz standard. And those, and the kids, the girls actually enjoyed that more than, say, girls just want to have fun. It's just, I think it's more of like what speaks to you in the lyrics, because all the music has value. And they can learn something from every piece that they do, including Broadway, opera, classics, or jazz.
Is it fun watching their eyes get open to learning new music that is actually old music?
Yeah, it's cool to see them like really embrace the old standards. And then not just that, but like put it in their voices in a modern way, because everybody's voice lends the music to new colors and new experiences. The experience starts at 6 o'clock, and that's when everybody arrives, takes their coats off, mingles, can get their drinks, and so on and so forth. At 6:30, we're actually doing a big buffet with the food. And then at 7:30, we'll have the performance. And then at 8:30, we have desserts, which will come out, and they will get a choice of that. And then about 9:30 will be the end of the performance and the dinner.
So if people want to get tickets to this, how do they do that?
Oh, you can go to our website. The website is mioblono.booktix.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, like us there, and Instagram. And you can find all these details on our fabulous website.
Tracy, do you think people are just looking for a reason to be romantic these days?
Oh, definitely. There's so much angst and hate and fear and craziness in the world. Come on Valentine's Day and just be immersed in love and music and happiness. And also, I think that people in Blooming to Normal need to know that arts organizations here are providing entertainment. You don't have to go to Chicago to enjoy a concert or a dinner experience with singers. You can do that right here in your own backyard. So, you know, please come out and just enjoy this gem that we're bringing to the community.
Well, now that you've got this planned, what about some future plans? Do you have anything you're thinking about for spring?
Oh, definitely. We're doing, we're going to be doing Ruth, a new musical by a local composer here, David Goetz. And we're really excited about that. It's going to be the biblical story of Ruth, but told in a modern take. Because, you know, the stories of the Bible are just so powerful. Anybody who enjoys just a great love story, adventure, betrayal, intrigue, they're just going to love Ruth. Then in the summer, in June, we're doing The Sound of Music. And that's
The hills are going to be alive, aren't they?
Let's sing it. That's going to be in June. And we're going to have a variety of professionals singing the roles. And we're also going to have a cast of local artists, high schoolers, children, and college students who will be providing the talent for that as well. And then in July, we're going to be doing The Barber of Seville, Rossini's The Barber of Seville, which is a great opera to start with if you are new to opera. And then we're doing a really powerful social commentary piece, Susanna, which is about just a girl whose trust is broken by her spiritual leader, and also she's an outcast, and how she deals with that and how the community responds to her. So it's a very social piece, but with some stunning music. Our performances are now being held at the Heartland Community College Astros Center Auditorium. So now you can find Mio Opera at Heartland Community College, which has a beautiful, small, intimate theater of about 435 seats. And the sound in there is just gorgeous. So all our performances are performed in the center with orchestra. It will be conducted by my husband and John Cook, Professor John Cook at Illinois State University, and various guests. Conductors as well.
That's Tracy Cook, along with singers Matthew Moncias, Kenzie Allman, Jessica Bella, and accompanist Dennis Gutkowski from Mio Opera. Musical Delights on Tap is Saturday, February 14th at 6 p.m. at Distill Brewery in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.